Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
I'm back. What a lovely vacation. How wonderful it was to spend a few days focused on me, what I want to do to make my life better. And if by chance I'm loving what I do, others will be impacted in a way like never before. Do you remember being the little kid, and when you got to spend some time doing what you wanted to do and not what everything else, how about what everyone else wanted you to do, that you felt so good? Can you remember loving to do something so much that nobody had to ask you to do it, you just did it because it felt right? Oh, baby, that's the kind of life I want to live. I don't want to grow another year older. I don't want to leave this October, this birth month of me, ever again without knowing that every step I take, every move I make is spent towards becoming success. Everyone should be doing that, because we'd have a world that looked completely different than when the world that we live in, than the one that we live in. I can't believe the people that were doing the same thing while I was off doing something entirely different over the last few days. I went back into Facebook last night just to see what the people were focused on. And I realized they're still concerned about who they should elect to continue to tell them how to live their lives, while I stepped away from doing something I love to do to get even better at it. Wow. I realized it's simply a psyche shift. A psychological shift to lead rather than to follow that's required to have major success. Yet, I have friends and perhaps even family members who are so wrapped up with the people in their lives, they don't pay attention to the details to become the success they've always wanted. There's not one of us that didn't want to grow up to do something we'd love to do rather than to do the things that we were expected to do that might not turn us on, tickle our fancy. We wanted to do something that would cause us to put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume, ladies, leather jackets, men, it's time to evolve out of the world of following, because we're not the animals that go around and sniff butts throughout the day. No, we're not. We're not supposed to have brown noses from making somebody else look good or feel good. No, we're not. You can only make yourself feel good. That's a fact of life. And how do you do it? By thinking, because you're a thinking animal. You're not one that just follows the laws of nature, mating, and even being crazy, dazed craziness in your mating. Holy crap. That's ridiculous. You ever watched a horse get it on? Oop, it's a wonder any of them survive. And here we are with this great mind where we could thrive, and we're still living as if there's rulers in our world? Not. It's just an illusion. It's a psyche shift away to find success. Yes, success is a psyche shift away. A psychological shift first, embracing that you have this amazing power, godlike power, to think and to create, to shape your life, not follow the laws of nature that all other natures follow, but to live beyond those limits and become more. What an amazing world we live in. What amazing times to be alive. And when you decide that's really the case, that you were always going to be more when you grew up, you can become it. You can literally become more. But it's up to you. It's completely up to you to become more in life. Will you? That's entirely up to you. Will you become more than a follower? Will you become more than a victim of circumstances? Will you begin to live the life you were meant to live? Of one leading your own life, doing activities you would like to do. That's what you really want. That's where the excitement is. That's where the fun lies. Not in the pack of lies that there's somebody else who knows more what your best path in life would be. Are we serious? No. We cannot be serious about following another. We will never feel the great feelings of leading the way if we follow other people. You, like me, have a best path. You have one that would take you beyond where you are today. And all you want is to be loved for who you are. Right now, damn it. Right now. You want to be loved just the way you are. You want to be cared for. No, you didn't. You didn't want to be babied when you were a kid. You didn't want someone else to do something that you could do for yourself. You didn't want a big sister or a big brother telling you what to do. You didn't want a mother or a father to tell you what to do. You didn't want a teacher or a preacher to tell you what to do. And you didn't really know what those politicians were about. You had no clue. But we wanted love for who we were right then. And we probably knew more about who we were when we were little. And we were going through the stages of knowledge. We did developmental thinking. That from within. We did that. We did some creative thinking, which went beyond us into the world that we were in. And we got creative at certain things, and we loved to do them, and it felt so hot diggity dog good. Hot damn. Love me for who I am right now, damn it. We had teachers telling us you couldn't use a certain color crayon because that's not the way the world looked. So what? It was our world. We were taught to follow. Why is the desire to be accepted by another so important? That desire to be accepted by another is so important because we're the social animals. We're not like the other ones that just go around sniffing butts. We like to interact with each other and we want to be known for how we think. We want someone to accept the way we think. And so we accept people for the way they think, whether it's good for us or not. Why is the desire to be accepted by another so important? Does that desire keep us from becoming who we were meant to be? That's one, isn't it? Does the desire to be accepted by another keep us from becoming the person we were meant to be? You know, I think if you ask any little kid, they would like to meet the President of the United States. They would like to be accepted by that president because they have the belief that the president makes life better for people, especially if they know that their family gets assistance from a government in order to eat and sleep in a house, go to school. You see, if their family has become dependent upon the government, of course they'd like to meet that man at the top. The one who rides high and rides whatever he wants, it seems. Guys, those are forces of nature. President Obama stood tall and been with his wife and his daughters for all we know. President Clinton rode high and rode them all wherever he could. He rode tall in the saddle. And so does it make him any less or more than what a gentleman who's, well, I don't know if I'm not going to call. Let's just go. Then the candidate who's supposedly being slammed for wanting to ride tall with someone besides his current wife. He divorced, or he was divorced. It doesn't matter. He didn't stick around and screw around on his wife like President Bill Clinton did, the lady who's running against the man who screwed around. So is it bringing in sympathy for her? There's so many illusions that get created during election time to gain control. So riding high in the saddle and going upward and onward, that's you men. That's what you like to do. Show it off and ride on. Go on into the sunset because there's another day tomorrow to go upward and onward with desire, drive, passion in what you'd like to become. So, and if we're not happy with where we are and who we're with, those forces of nature, those destructive forces in nature, will let us sway on over to one who pulls us in. And ladies, we can be really good at that. Guys, you can too. But ladies, you can spot a guy who's not happy with the one he's with. He's looking at you. He's peering at you. He's peeking at you. Guys, you can tell a lady who's not happy with the guy she's with. She's looking at you. She's peering at you. She's peeking at you. You get your signs. We're not fools. We understand when something's not right. We're capable of knowing. We want to be loved for who we are right now, damn it. And who we are these awesome, awesome animals that can think and act. We can socially interact, and we do. We can play around online or in person or on the phone. It doesn't matter. You can play around. And a lot of people play around and never go ahead and take an action. Those that do, well, guess what? The evidence is out there, and we can be judged for it. We can be judged. You might never be discovered, but you could be. And so here we are at something so important as causing a nation's people to become successful, happy, wealthy, prosperous. I say that's prosperity. Doing something they would love to do instead of following routine. And we're concerned about sex. S-E-X. Sex has nothing to do with being loved. It is a raw act that all animals do. You've seen it on the streets. You've seen it on TV. Maybe you've experienced it. chances are, if you're an adult, you have experienced it. It's a temptress. It's a tempter. It takes us away from a boring rut that we're in. It makes us feel accepted for who we are right now. Yet, because we focus so much time on everything else and everyone else, instead of on what we'd like to do with our short time on this earth, we don't necessarily get what we want when we go to get it on. What we want is to bring a value to the world, to be accepted for who we are, for what we were supposed to do, to be living our purpose in life. And we all have a cell of success in us. That cell of success is something that I learned from author Mark Hamilton. I'll give credit where credit is due. I learned about it. But I was lucky enough to already have spent my life doing something I loved. I love business. I always have. I was fascinated by how my dad could take a car that was sick as can be and make it run like a top, as he would claim. I loved that my grandma could open up the doors to her pool room with nothing but her opening cash and go home with more, because we sat around and watched people play pool, and we racked them balls when they said, "Rack 'em, Anna. Rack 'em, Anna." She would rack the balls, and once I got better, I could do it too. Once I could reach the table and reach into that rack and make those balls go whack when someone broke their balls. We live in a world where people are broken because they're not doing what they'd love to do. They're following the past. They're following in a world of illusion where only one or two at the top make the decisions, when we all have this power to make decisions ourselves. We have the ability to learn. We have the ability to get better at learning. We have the ability to act towards something that would make our life better, rational action. You can be stuck in the world in which we live, which some people would call our reality. Is it? Why? Because we're following too closely with our noses up somebody's butt, like the other animals? All we want is to be accepted for who we are right now. And we'll do whatever it takes. Little children would love to meet the President of the United States because they think he's capable of making the world a better place. Because they're not being taught that they are the ones that can make the world a better place. They're being taught to follow what was before them, the same stuff that their parents followed, and we don't live in the same world that their parents were in when they were little. We live in the most amazing time. We're in a great technological revolution where we can learn things, and the evolution of our knowledge can go quicker than ever before. I want to know something? Let me check it out right now. I could sit here and Google whatever I want and find a ton of answers. Then I get to choose which one's right for me, because I have the power of choice in this wonderful country known as America. And we don't want to lose that power of choice for the social good. Almost every nation for thousands of years has lost great power because the leaders at the top decided to make social goodness, social rightness, the top of their platform. It's time for us to understand that each one of us can become more. My dad became business. My grandma was business. She became it because her husband wanted a pool room. My grandpa, he died after he got out of trucking. He never really got to make that dream his life. She worked at a shoe factory. She continued working it and opening the pool room after work. And later she thoroughly enjoyed being the lady that provided the place for the children and the adults to come to escape life. Because that's what that was. Sports, passive entertainment. It's not life. It's an escape from the boring life. We should all be not escaping a boring life, but living an exciting life of value creation. You see, the value creation, those businesses gave value to people, whether it was right or not. Passive time will never bring you as much as you could be. Getting active, playing at something you love to do, will bring you happiness. My dad was happy working on cars. He had a passion for cars. He had such a passion that he helped build stock cars. They would start from scratch and make more. He wasn't a parts changer like some people that go into mechanics. He loved the art of making a car run just right. He didn't only think about it when he was there. He would talk about it with his friends. He would go back there after work to build stock cars. There was a tragedy, though. The drinking grew with passing days. Addictions. People get addictions. He grew an addiction when he was in the service. He did do two tours. He was in World War II in the Korean. They partied to escape what they were forced to do by being in the service. In the service, there's an opportunity to be killed or killed. Be killed or to kill. How good is that on our psyche? Give that one cell of success an opportunity to grow in battle, all you've got to do is worry about surviving. It is may the best man win. No, it's not necessarily. The person you just took a life of could have become a brilliant value creator and cured a disease that might kill you later on. You have no way of knowing. Survival is not the place for us to live. Thriving is. We want to thrive. We want to thrive for acceptance. We want success. We want money. We want power. We want romantic love. We want it. It's okay to want it. When we focus so much time on everything else and everyone else instead of on what we would like to do with our short time on this earth, we're riding somebody else's shirt tail. A president who is governed by the Congress, who does everything for the social good, as opposed to setting businesses free, will never be what he or she could be. Congress writes laws. They create acts that become laws. They then have their worker bees who make regulations and rules and codes that make us do things the way those people think we should. So if you thought it was tough when you were a kid following your preacher, teacher, and your parents, wait until you grow up and you find out how many people work in the largest employer in the nation, the federal government, taking from us, not making life better. They can't. That only happens through business. My dad made cars run like a top. My dad gave people value in exchange for the money they had from the work that they did, wherever they did it. And they might not have even liked what they did. He did. He whistled when he worked. He smiled. He got great pleasure working. But he had an unhappy, tragic event happen in his life when his mother died from a disease. He went to battle for his country. He was patriotic. And he picked up an addiction of drinking that overtook him. Oh, and he smoked, might I add. It didn't make him a bad guy because he cared and he brought value to life every day. He was love. All three of his children confessed that we felt loved by the man. We were loved by our mom. I was blessed even with that addiction, I could see what value was. If you're never taught what value is, you're going to strive to have somebody else love you for whatever you can give to them instead of who you can become. Yes, when we were young, didn't it seem like old people had an easy life, especially the really old ones who didn't do anything because others waited on them? They seemed pretty happy for the things others did for them that they didn't do themselves or could no longer do themselves. There was gratitude involved most of the time, but there were the grumpy old farts who expect people to wait on them too. It did seem like that. It didn't make us wrong for judging that as good or bad. If you really look closely, there were those that used people to do things for them. They were sometimes the ruling class in the families, those that didn't have to do much to get waited on. But you know, the ones that you could tell somebody loved to help them, it was because they had earlier offered value to the people in their life. If somebody grumbled about having to do something for someone, it's probably that they had to do it out of respect for their elders, because they had been taught that. A respect for a leader in a country should come because they set business free, so that people can become more without the burden of a government and the social good upon the people, doing damage to all. We have so much power. We have this power of choice. We don't have to go around sniffing another animal's butt and procreating a dog or a cat or any other animal. We don't have to do that. We evolve beyond having children if we don't want to. We have this power of choice. Creative minds got busy and made protection from having children much better than it was when I was a little girl. Yeah, instead of dogs foaming at their mouth and women foaming, it's a lot better than it was then. Yep, some of you are too young to understand any of this, and that's okay. What you should understand is that you are an amazing being, that you have this power to think and to act rationally, something that would be good for you, that will later bless the world with something. Every one of us has something inside of us that could cause people to love us for who we are, rather than follow what has been before us, this world of illusion that's not even real at all. The real world, a world of rational actions, conscious thinking to higher levels of knowledge put into those rational actions will always outdo someone who thinks they're competing with you rather than creating, rather than competing with creations. Sticks and stones can break our bones, but creating will never harm you. Creating something that's good for you will be good for you. There's value destruction in the world, and there's value creation production. When a president sets forth the environment for people to flourish in business, all generations will flourish. There's no one that should have to appear lazy, and even older people can do things with their mind today that they couldn't do when they were young, when they watched their parents have to do back-breaking labor. Why do we follow others anyway? Love me right now, damn it. That's all you ever wanted. That's all you've ever wanted to be. And I have a hand up. I've got like 5 seconds left to take it. Your life. 818, you're live.
Hello. Happy Monday. Marvelous Monday.
Hello. How are you?
Marvelous. I'm happy to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes. Shall I
so
share with you
what's going on in the world around you?
Well, I lived a dream last night. I was all prepared for it, dressed, you know, to the nines, had confidence, mm-hmm. even had an Uber take me. Everything was fine. I saw the person who was going to put on the event, the performer, outside. I got there early, gave me a hug. Everything was fine. I sat by the bar, and there was a strange person next to me. He wasn't very friendly, but it didn't bother me. Then this person came up to me and said to me that the person I have fear of was going to show up that night, and everything changed. I felt scared. I don't know if anyone could relate to having someone in their life that makes them have fear.
I hope they can relate to having someone in life that they can feel happier with, because there's two people that bring value to life instead of living in that fear of someone who wants to use them,
mm-hmm.
someone who wants to control them. Because you're right, everyone wants to be in control of their own happiness.
Right. So it lasted that way for a little while. I was shaking. And then he introduced me to his wife, this performer, and this gentleman sat next to me, this older man, and it was like, wow. He was a writer, and I'm telling him about my life, and I seemed to entertain him because he was going to leave, even though he was there for a reason. But he was getting tired of sitting at the bar chair and nothing happening. So I was entertaining him, and I told him he made me feel calm, which he looked at me in a strange way saying, how can that be? And then we had an interesting chat, and two people came up to me and said, don't let anyone take away your power. Be happy. You deserve to be happy. Just be who you are. You know, I couldn't believe it. And then after I was able to eat and everything, and I said to myself, he never showed up. The person that was supposed to show up, he didn't show up. So I had
because
a wonderful
you kept
time.
Your power. There's something to be said for knowing what you want to go do. For doing it, not knowing what might come from going to do something that you want to do. If you never do it, if you let that fear get in your way, you would never experience last night. So
that's
you met
true,
a man because, who's a writer who
yes.
could help you with the writing you want to do. Did you get
maybe down the line. Maybe down the line that's possible. But I was telling him all sorts of things. Oh, my God. He was teaching me about life. He said to me about actors and actresses that he, nothing against anybody that is an actor or an actress, because I said to him that we're all actors, Shakespeare, we're all actors in the stage in the world, we're all actors in this world and the stage is our set, something like that. It's Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me like, what are you talking about? And then he told me that he's a producer too, and the actors that he meets are narcissistic people, and they're not true friends. And he says it's better to put a mirror in front of him, and they're looking at themselves all the time. Well, something happened to my son the day before, where he is also involved with people in the entertainment business, where he knows somebody from Dancing with the Stars. I'll just say that. And do you understand that some people live a life like last minute they do things spontaneously?
Mm-hmm.
You know, live to the moment?
Right.
Okay. So everything's fine if you're in that world. You do what they tell you to do. You go immediately. You know, so he was invited to go to Dancing with the Stars, and he had a wonderful time. He thinks it is a sport, the dance, because they go around so fast. The same individual invited him to a party, a Maxim party. I don't know if you've heard of it in Hollywood. It's a big to-do. So my son has a good heart. He went and bought an outfit he went to the store and bought something for him and for himself. And then he was supposed to go to this guy's house at 8 o'clock. When he arrived there, the guy wasn't there. Apparently, the guy got a better offer and went to another party at Universal. not telling my son. Now,
wow.
My son felt like, here we go again. It's not the first time this guy's done it. Now, I, on the other hand, never tell people what I feel they did to me. I just cut them out of my life. You know, they never know what they did. He, on the other hand, says he's going to tell this guy what he did. Now, he says, but Mom, I don't know if this guy will even get it. It's not that he's trying to be hurtful. It's just he doesn't think that way. He doesn't, his mindset's different.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, well, this is what you have to do. You have to ask the guy for two passes wherever you go, because if he drops you and he doesn't show up, at least you have someone with you and you can do something else. And he says, that's a good idea.
That was a good idea. That was an integration. It was beyond the problem. You saw the solution. And see, that's a whole different way of thinking that your son knows, you know, that others don't know. Find the solution. Right? Be solution-based. I love that. I think that's awesome. So, the show is over because we're now just doing a half hour. But
oh, okay.
I love that you raised your hand at the last minute. People are still listening. You see, you can either, and another thing you pointed out, is that people are reacting to the world around them instead of acting on something they want in life. And that's the key. When you begin to act towards something that will be good for you, the rational action, based upon the knowledge you have and expanding your knowledge base, you will have the solution. So you want to write. You went where you would feel accepted. You were going to enjoy a production.
Yes.
And the joy came in meeting someone who was interested in what you do and who waylaid any fear you would have that someone that you didn't want to show up and why you went alone. He took away that fear and you were able to entertain him doing what you love to do, which is being beautiful because you are, being who you are because that's who you are, just light and breezy, taking it easy, going to enjoy productions, and knowing full well that as you do those things, your writing's flow. So you watch the performers and you begin to see through them. And he was telling you how as a producer he sees that he might as well have a mirror in front of him. It could be there because those people are really, they are about themselves, some of them.
Yes, I told him, please don't judge others, because otherwise I was saying to him, do you think I'm a sociopath? And he says, no. And I said, well, what is your definition of this person? He says, they don't care about anyone else around them. I says, oh, well, in that case, I do care about the people around me. And I told him that I don't do small talk. I'm a storyteller. So I guess, that's the way I am. Now,
I think we're focused on the sociopath. I think if you really want to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Society is better because business exists. That's where people create values and become of value through rational thinking and actions, right?
Yes.
Can we agree
yes.
on that? Okay.
I agree.
But if you have a president who has the power to make a nation socially okay by taking from business, it is the life of the sociopath. I hate to say that, but I just did.
Oh, is it really?
You understand that, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Because that president has the power to take from the ones that are benevolent. That's a tragedy, okay?
Oh, I don't want to over-talk about that, but this is another thing. I'm for the people. This person in my life is for the corporations. And
well, it's not even about corporations. Let's stop that. Let's waylay that even. I'm going to drill it on down.
No, this is even beyond that. I'm for the Indian rights. I met the woman, Shelley Woodley, at a charity event, and she touched my heart. She educated my mind. She touched my heart and my soul. And I met her mother. And I mean, I feel very strong with Indonesian people. In fact, even though I'm blonde hair and blue eye, people have told me I am one of them, and they want to put me down by saying this, and I turn around and say, thank you very much. I feel very, they are my soul, they are my heart. I may not look like them, but we are all one tribe. And they look at me like, you're crazy, and they, you know, they think I'm mad. But getting back to that and
well,
self-love.
Let's just talk about what that's all about. Let's look at that
whole issue. Oh, okay, sure. I'm going from one thing to the other. Sorry, okay.
Yeah. Beyond corporations, beyond the separation of people by Indians and by corporations, let's look deeper than that, okay?
What's happening
there
in this world right now?
There are people that bring value to life, and there are people that destroy life.
Yes.
Okay, that's the separation. That's it. That's the only separation. There's male, there's female by nature. There's value creators, producers, and there's value destroyers. Okay, so it's not a corporation. It's not that. Every corporation started because a person put themselves and their creativity to life. I think you happen to know one on a very personal level that is not bad because he formed a corporation. It has everything to do as to whether you create and produce value or whether you destroy others in your actions. Rational action is for the goodness. Okay, so see, that's the way that the politicians get people to get behind causes. I can feel bad for anyone, any group of people being persecuted, being destroyed. Okay, I can feel bad for that. But people make up stories and create ways to get people emotionally involved in their causes to get money even. So we have to be careful that what we're giving to is not another separation of people by tribes.
Well,
okay, we are all goodness. We're born that
way.
See, I can't believe otherwise. I'm just calling it out because I can't. I believe we're all born good.
I believe that too.
And I know some people say we're born of sin. I'm not going
there. No,
I
don't believe
that. That's a way to control people.
Right. But this girl in particular, North Dakota Indians, what is happening in history right now is taking place that tribes are coming together for one cause. Years ago, these same individuals were against each other. Just because they're Native Americans, they're different tribes. They were totally against each other. But they're all coming together, not only Natives. All people are coming together for one cause. And the cause is that years ago, they predicted this black snake. Their ancestors predicted. They didn't know what a black snake was. The black snake was the pipeline. And what I understand with the pipeline is that it's not, and what's happening with the different sources, it's not for our country. It's going to go to China and Japan because we owe money to that country, and therefore we're in debt, and this is a way we're paying back the debt by the supplies that we're sending to them in Florida and different places, the resources. The electricity, you understand if I'm pronouncing it right. The electricity and things
fine.
With that. Right. It's going to them. And I'm against any injustice because I wish the candidates would come forward and say what their true belief is in what's happening in North Dakota and elsewhere. It's in Canada. It's all over that, you know, that they're just doing this.
They can't come forward with that. Let me tell you why.
They can't. What? Tell me,
because
please.
They have the power over the people through law, regulations, rules, codes. They have that power, okay? That's what a politician does. They're the ones that have that power. They cannot release that power, or they would have to admit that they have no power, that they only get their power through business and the money that business generates in nations, because someone gets creative and takes their value to the world to become wealthy, and they have a right to do that. You see, they need the rich to give them money for re-election, but they can't let the people know that it is them that cause all the problem that's going on with those nations and with all of us. You
but
see,
what about
that's
Jill
what they
Stein?
Can't do. They're
she
the black
stands
snake.
In, she's standing the black beside
snake.
Them. Right. Jill Stein is, it's okay to mention her name, right, on the air. She's standing with them, and she
could
be arrested.
She's the environmentalist.
She can be arrested.
Right. Sure she can. She already got arrested intentionally when she was running for president the first time. She's probably going for it again to get the eye of the people. Okay?
Oh, you. Oh,
people
I thought once you're arrested, you weren't allowed to go to be run for president. I thought that was off the limits. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
She got arrested. Her and her running mate got themselves arrested when she ran the first time. Okay, it's not her first time.
It's not her
first
time.
Finding something, a cause that she could be involved in that got her arrested, okay? You know, we can see through anyone who's trying to get the limelight, okay? You know, the environment is important.
Yes.
But there's false, there's all kinds of false people talking about environment as well. But without our right environment, we don't survive as a species, just like all other species. But here's the real problem.
Yes.
Politicians destroy every value that's created by taking from us through business, which is where we become of greater value. Should you decide to write and take what you do into business, no one should have a right to any of it except you, your family, those who you want to share with. No one. But in order to look good for the social good, politicians have to take from every value you generate, and they need poverty to look good.
They need poverty to look good?
Poverty is not good. Absolutely. What purpose would they serve if they didn't have the impoverished to be the sociopaths that they are?
I never realized that.
They couldn't.
Wow.
You see, these causes, these separations of people are what keep the politicians in power. I'm glad you spoke up because so many people just listen to me. So this gives me an opportunity to help others see that someone who hasn't been on my show in, oh my God, over a year came on today. Nobody that I really know personally knows you. So this is awesome. No,
thank
you. See, we are
I
united.
See it. I see that this cause of the North Dakota is bringing people together. And this girl.
It may be. It may be. And I'm glad that it could possibly do that. But without human life, without us thriving, all societies have fallen to the hand of a ruling class over us. So if it happens to show the ruling class, not business as bad, but the ruling class as bad, okay? So why in the world, because those Indians own that land, okay, I've been involved in the minerals business. I don't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I've been there, so I have a pretty good understanding of it. The Indians were given their allotted land. They have land that was given to them. They once roamed freely in this nation.
Yes.
Okay. So they were then given their tribal lands.
It's
and
sacred.
Out of the tribal
they have their
land,
burial. They have burials on that sacred land, and they don't.
Right, but let's go on into the land. It's more than that. They were given pieces of land in this country. Like a settler could go out west and settle for something. They did certain things to improve that land, and then they could get the title to it. Well, we went ahead and we took lands from Indians, so they gave them the land. And through the wealth of the land, the Indians were supposed to prosper. They had certain water rights. They had mineral rights. Yet the tribe leases those properties out to these companies for money to give their members of the tribe their allotment, their piece of that pie, of that mineral. Okay, without ever being developed, the mineral will never be any good to those Indians. The value of the land will never be anything.
They're not so much scared about the land. They're scared about the water, that the oil is going to ruin the resources
of
the water.
I've talked about water already. But without development by somebody, if they didn't develop them themselves and they've received a value exchange from a company, at one time somebody thought it was a fair deal and took the money from the company, the business, the corporation, or an individual. They took that money with the promise that here's the lease and you can live within the parameters of this lease and we're all happy. It was agreed upon. Nobody forced them into saying yes to leasing those minerals. It was agreed upon.
You
that
know
was
this
the
for
business.
A fact. Okay.
That, of course, that's the business of the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
You lease a piece of property, you develop it. In the middle of that development comes the government. And the government has the power over the person that leases it or the tribe that leases it and the business that takes it to develop it. When you have a middleman in the middle of something, there's room for fraud, coercion, theft, all those things. Okay? So if you can get people up in arms over something, sometimes change happens. Sometimes.
Yes.
Now, we all feel bad. I don't care who we are. We feel bad that the Indians roamed this land before we got here as settlers, our families, unless you're an indigenous. Somebody came here and took land away for development. They even put smallpoxes in blankets when the government issued them things.
They
did. That went on. Yes, it happened. Okay? There's value creators and value destroyers in every place. Every place. You have to be on the lookout for them. There are those who want to ride on an issue to look important to gain fame. There are those who would rather see people become all they can be so that we have stronger, healthier nations without any further divide than male-female, which is natural.
Yes.
And business, which we can all become. Everyone can become business. You have people in your family who have proved that you can become a businessman and be honest. You've met business people that are dishonest.
Yes.
Okay? If those companies lease the properties, okay, now granted, there are people that have visions. And we're trying to decide what the black snake meant. We're trying at this time in life to decide what the black snake meant, no different than eating of the apple. People make up metaphors and do analogies at whatever point in history we're in. We're in a time when we would compare something to a computer part. Are the people going to understand it later when we don't have computers because we've evolved so far beyond them? No.
I see.
The black snake can be used for whatever purpose it needs to be used as. The point is this. Value destruction is not for the benefit of people or which we need. We need healthy lands, water, air. We need the things that we need to survive as human beings. We need alternate sources of energy. And the only one that holds that back is government. Through regulation, through patent processes, through all those other things. It's not companies that hold it back. It's government in the middle of business. Okay, so we have to look at what is causing the destruction, not what is real. And so the fact remains is that the Indians have their tribal lands. They have a right to do with them what they want to do. On the tribal lands, the royalties for producing minerals is paid to, it is actually paid to the Indian tribe and not to the federal government or state. Okay? the Indians get their allotment of the minerals produced, and they do with them what they do with them for their tribal people. So it's a little different than if I went and I leased a federal piece of ground, or I do fee. Fee means I'm leasing from the state or from a person. Okay? So on those Indian lands, we lease from the Indians, and the Indians give us their leases. They're a different lease than when I take a federal lease or a lease that a state has drawn up or a private individual uses. So
this makes sense now
that,
because
if that company had a right to produce or a right to come across their lands with a pipeline, they gave them permission at some time. You don't just suddenly take away from someone that you made a deal from. That makes you a cheater. And I do not believe that any of the Indians have a desire to cheat because they were cheated. They have no desire to be that.
And
okay,
you
they have
know
no
something
desire
else?
To be that. So when you can get the when you could get the government involved in that, see, none of those candidates really can be involved in it because it's not theirs to decide.
Oh.
That issue is between the company and the Indians.
But
it
the
is.
President of the United States is involved in it too, but because the people
well,
are protesting.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It is an issue between the two people that made the agreement. And we've made it a public issue. If it is a way to unite the people for value creation versus value destruction, then I'll be all for it. But I don't have a right to decide what's right for anyone. And a president does in having power over people through business. See, that's where they get their power. Everyone that ever worked for your dad in his business, he had to take from their paycheck and turn it over to government. He didn't have a...
human resources, I found out the other day what that meant. But getting back to this issue with the Indians, now I understand why they say they don't own land. Because once they claim the land, then they have to pay the tariff fee to the government when you own a property. So there are areas where... Indians never wanted to own land. They wanted to wander. They, you know, they used the resources. They protected the water rights and all of this. That's what they believe their job in the world is for. They, a lot of them don't want to own land until recently because they, you know, the way things are to survive. But years ago when they came to this country.
When they thrived. Right, when they thrived, they roamed the land and were led
freely,
by nature.
Freely.
But here's the difference.
Yes.
They led their lives through survival.
Yes.
They followed nature.
Yes.
Right? They followed nature. That was who they were. They followed nature. They followed their God, you know, their beliefs in that higher power too, okay? So,
yes.
You know, but they were indigenous. They were the ones that were here. They roamed the land. And I'm going to have to get going because I have stuff I have committed to. By
oh, okay.
but this has been interesting. They were here. They lived in a survival mode. If they want to thrive, they leased out minerals to bring more wealth to their tribes. They had that right to do that. Okay, they had it. They may not want that now because they are concerned about and do care about
The water,
the earth, the air. Okay, no different than all of us because most of us do. We understand the significance.
Yes, yes.
But we have to look at what or who's in the middle of this whole equation. It was a ruling class that stopped them from roaming. It was a ruling class of people, politicians.
Religious
gave them
people.
Certain
religious
areas to live. It was the ruling class.
The religious, right, and the religious people converted these people into schools. And can I just share one more thing? There is a video that's very good to listen to. It's called Healing the Hurts, and it's by Philip Lane. And there was a video I happened to speak to his wife the other day on the phone. We had a whole discussion about all sorts of things. She's from Thailand. But his first wife was one of the children that were taken away from her family at a very young age, put into these schools by the Missionaries.
Right, they did. They put him into schools. They also,
destroyed them.
Unfortunately, some of the settlers that were crossing this land that became a ruling class in our country literally pretended to be the Indians at night when they took the lives of all the adults that were crossing this country and kept just the small children, the ones that were young enough to not know what happened to their parents, in order to grow bigger in this country. We have a ruling class of people that will destroy lives even to look better, to grow bigger, to have more power. And we have the ones who would never do that. They will grow values. And so we have to only separate by those who grow values, produce and grow values, or those who destroy. And we have to look at it very closely. So no matter what a politician would say if they step forward, they still have the power over those people in every one of us, as long as we give it to them. It's a false power. It could fall very quickly if the people decided to let it go. But somehow people are too wrapped up in the elections and what those people might have to say. So I got to go because I'm now 1 minute late.
Well, I thank you so much and for sharing with you. And we have a chance to check that out, Healing the Hurts, because it will educate you, because what happened to these children, it affected them their whole life.
Oh, I know. I grew up in the West. I grew up in Wyoming, right by the states.
Oh, okay.
I went in
those
states.
And you know about
this? I know it firsthand. I played with the Indian children and the Shoshone Reservation in Riverton. I have friends that have been my lifelong friends. I understand it, but they were taken from by a ruling class, not the rest of us.
Yes,
and then
by a ruling class,
missionaries
or whatever. Yeah.
Well, so, missionaries and politicians both.
Right.
Smallpox
so
in
this,
their blankets.
So this YouTube is healing people by, you know, helping them. Yeah.
I'm glad. Because, you know, people speaking up is one thing we have because of the great technological revolution. And it was good to hear you. It's been a long
thank
time.
Thank you so much. I was trying to get through, and I kept on getting a recording saying, it's 15 minutes. I think, wait a minute, the time I call in, it's going to be over with. I don't know why the recording on the program keeps saying that. There's
I don't know.
A strange man that answers the phone.
They're having an issue right now, so I got a notice about that just now across my screen. So technology still can make foober snaps. Have a good day, everyone, and thank you.
Well,
for
have a marvelous Monday, everyone, and you're amazing, and I thank you for letting me share with you a little bit of what I'm going through in my life, and maybe we can learn from each other freely.
That's right. Yeah,
that's all about. That's what life is all about.
Good people. That's right, it is. Learning. Exponential growth in our learning and understanding where the oppression comes from. Face power. My phone is now ringing with my person, so everyone have a great day. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.